Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The podcasts.
All right, everybody. As promised, joining us now is our friend, family member. He's an ESPN sports media icon. He is the host of ESPN Sports Center with Stephen A. Smith and the all-new Stephen A.'s World on ESPN+. I was a guest, just happened to be on the premiere episode, and boy, we had a blast right there. It was a Cleveland thing back then. Those days are done. Don't worry about it, but it was fun when it lasted. Hey, listen, but you can catch a new episode tonight on ESPN or anytime on demand. He goes far beyond sports headlines and everything, and he's joining us today to talk about it right now. Please welcome back to the show, family member, our brother, Stephen A. Smith.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
What's Stephen going on? What's up, y'all? How y'all doing, family? How's everything? Thank you again, Steve, for being my premier guest, man. You made it happen. Show's already number one on ESPN Plus, and you got a lot to do with that because you helped jumpstart me. Thank you, my brother. Love you, my man.
Well, my man, really, this is about you, bro. I was just a guest on what has really turned out to be. I mean, bro, really, for real. Like, you are the iconic sports commentator of our time. You are the modern-day Howard Cosell. That's how big you've gotten. Howard Cosell was the dude back then. He was just the dude. The dude now is Stephen A. Smith, and you debuted Stephen A.'s World on January 11th on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
You got all new 30-minute episodes that's available Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Friday nights, and they'll be available anytime on demand. How you feel about the new show, Stephen? Give us your take on the show.
Well, I feel good about it, you know, because, you know, listen, I bring the rain a lot of times when I'm on First Take debating every morning and things of that nature. But you know what? You got to call it like you see it. And I think that, you know, one of the things I've tried to explain to my family and loved ones, the hard part about the job, and I accept it because I have, you know, journalism is my background and that's what I normally do. And you can't be in a quote-unquote friendship business when you're out there reporting and stuff like that. So when you do a show like First Take, for example, I'm guaranteed to wake up every morning and tick somebody off every day because I got to take a side. When you're debating, somebody's got one side, you got another, somebody's going to be unhappy. But I know that's not all there is to me. I know I like to laugh. I know I like to have a good time. And I know I like to show love and respect and deference to those who deserve it. So Stephen A.'s World is just about, yeah, it's about sports, but it's also about me just shining a light and giving praise to so many people doing everything to make themselves better, their chosen field better, just society better as a whole, and really celebrating the great, great things that people do. Because ultimately, I have an aspiration to go to late nights. We ain't had anybody since Arsenio Hall, really. You got Trevor Noah now on Comedy Central, but that's it. And I know that that's something that I ultimately want to do someday if that opportunity presents itself. So for me now, with this show, it's a half hour every day. I'm still doing my sports, but I'm using it as an opportunity to celebrate what other people are doing in pop culture, entertainment, and beyond. Not only am I the host, but I'm the executive producer of the show, and my production company is co-producing it in concert with ESPN because I wanted to get my feet wet in the production world, and this is my first foray into that as well. So I'm not just the host, but I'm the boss, which brings a lot of responsibilities to
well,
it. So that's what it's all about.
I love it.
Hey man, see that right there is
that's baller.
This is the conversation of a businessman, a man
yeah.
who I have watched evolve and have the greatest respect for with his business. Shirley taught me this word, acumen. Shirley,
yeah. acumen.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it was new. She just taught it to me, Stephen. I just threw it out because I was going to say something like his business accolades or something like that. You know? She taught me how to do it. But, right. I mean, man, congratulations on everything. And you know, the thing about it is, Stephen A., you made a valid point. You say you're in the sports media business, and you're in a business where you made famous the debate. You bought back the television debate, you know, which was you bought the barbershop to television. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, which cast said. And that's what a lot of people respect about you. They tune in to hear the rant. Yes. What is right. Stephen A. going to go off about? But your new show, man, hey, man, tell me how this character came about. Where did you find baby Stephen A.?
Well, I got to give my social media person at ESPN all the credit in the world because I would go on these rants just saying what the hell I felt like I always do. And one time on social media, he said, yo, man, I want to post this. And he said, I want to show it to you. I said, what is it? He said, it's you in babyface. I'm going to alter your voice a little bit and attach the babyface Stephen A. to it using the commentary that you expressed on TV earlier in the day. And when he posted it that day, it had 2.8 million views.
It is so
that
funny.
That day.
It's hilarious. So funny.
And so, yes, it's so funny.
And so I just said, hold on to it. Keep doing it. Hell, I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me. But it's taken off. And now you got people clamoring for it all the time. Millions of people saying, please show us baby Stephen A. again and stuff like that. And they cracking up laughing. So I said, listen, to make people happy and make them laugh, I'm good with it.
I love baby.
I love him. The last time I saw him, he was cussing. I was hollering. Baby Stephen A. is cussing. My dude right here. Hey, Stephen A., hey, listen, hey man, hang on 1 second. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to come back with more Stephen A. Smith. We're going to talk about it all when we come back right after this. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, everybody. Our special guest is one and only Stephen A. Smith. January 11th, everybody, the new show appeared. It's called Stephen A.'s World, exclusively on ESPN Plus. It's a great show. It's got all types of features. It's got honorable mentions. It's got Streaming A. Smith. It's got the Love Doctor. He's actually giving relationship advice to couples. Oh, God almighty. You've got Bet On It, celebrities picking their game winners every Friday. He's got a lot. I got to tune in for this relationship advice, brother. Well, listen, I know your sisters have got to have weighed in on that.
Oh, my God. They ready to kill me. But listen, I blame two people. I blame Martin Lawrence because I'm a huge, huge fan of his show, Martin, from the 90s. And that's where I got it from when he did that Love Doctor segment when he ultimately mistakenly set up his boy Tommy with his worst enemy, Pam, which was a hilarious episode. But I also... that's what he did. And every piece of advice he gave somebody, like, get on out of here. I'm Love Doctor. It was hilarious. But that's number one. And the number two person I blame is Steve Harvey. Because if I recall, there's been plenty of times in the past you had me in on the strawberry lettuce.
Wow.
Yeah, I tried to save you a couple times on them strawberry letters, too.
You know, but I love
hey,
it.
Hey, Stephen A.
No problem.
I think you can do it all, man. I think you're that versatile. I think that people are going to see in this show the many facets of Stephen A. Smith, man, and I'm excited for you, man. And that aspiration to do late night, woo!
Well, you know, the biggest reason,
but I think
honestly, Steve, here's the biggest reason that I have the aspiration to do late night. You know, watching the great Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Jay Leno, all of these guys. Here's the one thing that's always been missing, with the exception of Arsenio Hall. You know, Black Hollywood. And Black folks in the entertainment business, we are starving for somebody to have that kind of platform where they know where they can come. They're going to get invited to show up and to be given that kind. kind of exposure. There's so much talent in our community that gets undersold, underpublicized. They're devoid of that level of cachet because they have not had the light shined upon them. And I want to change that, man. I've been about changing that throughout my career in sports, and I want to do that in Hollywood someday. I truly do. I mean, to me, there's no success without a successor. And no matter how high I climb, ain't no damn fun being there by myself. I want to lift as many people up with me as I possibly can. That's what people like yourself and others have done for me. That's the least I can do.
That's so kind.
I'm claiming that Steve Harvey Morning Show exclusive. Y'all, hey, we'll be right back with more Stephen A. Smith right after this. That's what you thought.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, listen to me. We're back with the one and only Stephen A. Smith. Once again, you can catch Stephen A. Smith on ESPN+. He's got an all-new 30-minute a new show debuted called Stephen A's World. It's a 30-minute episodes available Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and they'll be available anytime on demand. Great show we got right here. Now, Stephen A, let's find out what's going on. The biggest story in basketball has been the James Harden trade to the Nets.
Yeah.
There's so many understories with that. What's going on with Kyrie Irving? What's going on with the Nets? How they looking? Mm-hmm. What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, let's be real. Nobody knows what the hell is going on with Kyrie Irving. Let's just be real about that, okay? Nobody does. We can't figure it out. He's in the midst of a four-year, $141 million contract. He's getting paid $33.4 million this year. After starting out the season where he and KD averaging at least 26 a game, about five or six games in, this brother decides, I need a break. I got a lot on my mind. I don't feel like playing basketball. Okay, the Nets didn't know why. You know, nobody knew why. And so as a result, not only did he do that, but then he was caught on video partying with family and friends. As a result, that's violating NBA protocol. So they were like, you got to sit out until you cleared to play, which had him miss additional games. And so as a result, he came back and he gave a very eloquent explanation, I might add, the other day when he talked about just mental health, your mind, your spirit being right. He just wasn't in that place. All these social justice issues going on, so many things that are on his mind. So he rationalized it that way, which made perfect sense. What I said was, okay, why the hell didn't you tell anybody? Totally understand. Nobody's minimizing whatever emotional issues, mental issues you may have had, particularly as it pertains to our community, because we appreciate all his philanthropy. Kyrie is very charitable with his time and certainly his money with some of the things he does in the community, and he deserves all our praise for that. But in the same breath, you ain't supposed to be able to skip work and not tell anybody why. And so that's where it became a problem. So as a result of that, people are looking at the Brooklyn Nets and they saying, well, that's why the Nets went out and traded, you know, and traded players and numerous picks to the Houston Rockets to get James Harden, because they wanted that as an insurance policy, because essentially they can't trust Kyrie. They know he's electrifying. They know he's box office. He's one of the greatest shows in the NBA. He can drop 30 in his sleep. He can do damage. We know all of that about him. The problem is because emotionally he has, you know, he could have those mood swings and things of that nature. They don't know whether or not they can trust him to be the reliable sidekick for Kevin Durant. That's why they went out and got James Harden, who was out of shape on purpose because he wanted to force his way out of Houston, and he ended up doing just that because he wanted to go to Brooklyn or Philly. That's the situation there. As a result, the big three are together. The expectation is at the very least a berth in the NBA Finals. I think they get to the NBA Finals or the season's a bust. Shaq said, damn that, they need to win the chip. Otherwise, the season is a bust. Mm. Because if you got KD, Harden, and Kyrie, there is no excuse to lose, even to LeBron and Anthony Davis. I say to Shaq, there's always a damn excuse to lose to LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Come on,
the champions, the world.
You better know it.
Yeah.
I knew it. That's what I needed to hear, man. Thank you so much, Stephen A. Smith. Okay. Need that clarity. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Congratulations
He's
again on the new
on
show, everybody.
He's on General Rick. Hospital, too.
Rick.
Rick.
Rick, the surveillance expert for the mob. That's who I am.
job is like, gotta do that thing.
Steven, he carrying guns or, now. Steven, what the
Steven
hell?
A or Brick. Stephen A. or Brick will work for me. Stephen A. or Brick works.
My whole damn career, as long as I got, they ain't never let me have a gun on TV. Just a damn shame, man.
Exactly.
Hey,
tell
man,
me about
you're doing it, man.
Love
congratulations,
y'all.
Boy. Stephen A's World, so January 11th, exclusively on ESPN Plus. Brand new 30-minute episodes available Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Ladies and gentlemen, one and only Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stephen A. Bye, Brick.
Love y'all.
Bye. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.